Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to Anchor. FM to get started.
It's the reunion special part two. The Koi are still jumping, Nene's still thumping, and I need a good humping. Tune in.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now let the buzz.
Hey, it's Sunday. I was supposed to say Shamara needs a good humping, but I guess we all need a good humping. Welcome. It is Sunday. To AfterBuzz's Real Housewives of Atlanta After Show. It's the reunion special part two, and I'm your host, Hollywood Leanne, and I'm with my girls.
Yes, I'm Miss Conversation Peace, and Nene's being so cold-blooded. Oh, my goodness. I don't know why she can't just tone it down a little bit.
Tone it down.
What's up, party people? I'm Erica Edwards.
And we have a lot to discuss tonight. We have a fully loaded tweet section by Miss Convo. Erica's conjuring up some news. And we're breaking it down for you guys. We have a lot to talk about. It's a continuation episode. We leave off where we're left behind. We start off with Portia's journey. You know, it's interesting. Portia's had a fantastic light this season. I've never really been the biggest Portia fan, everyone always knows, but she's really made me smile this season. I feel like it was a really good episode. It was hard to watch as a Nene fan. You could tell she's hurting, but we're not going to really, you know, make excuses for everything. We're just going to call it as we see it. We have a lot to talk about, so make sure to tune in till the very end, because obviously we are going to dip in and out of the subject. We're going to break it down. You know, the scene with Greg comes in. We have a lot of opinions over here, and they're all different. So we're just going to go with the flow. We thank you for watching us, and yes. We see you in the live chat. Hi, everyone. Miss Brown Sugar, Danielle, Nightingale, Joseph Boza, Monica Golden, Holly Burnett. We love you guys. CC Freak, Joseph Boza. We really love you guys' loyalty, and we love you for the views and the comments.
Yes, we've been on fire this season.
Oh, my God, and the thousands, 50,000 views. I love it. Click on my Instagram afterwards, y'all. I'm Hollywood Leanne. I need a couple more views. I'm on HBO. Check me out.
Share. Make sure you share.
All right, let's get into it. Yeah, it was really nice to see Portia's journey. We got to see the glimpse of Dennis. You know, Nene laughed during the montage of the tattoos. that's just what it's about. Portia said she's mad, though, for a specific reason. That's because Candy brought Jamie on the show. Let's talk about this montage. Let's dip into Portia's little journey. I do believe Portia said, "What's up?" to that girl when she was walking up behind her. I do believe Portia did try to start something, though. That's how Portia is, even though I love her. So let's talk about this whole beginning that has to do with Portia. Let's get into it.
Yeah, I'm glad to see that her and Candy came to a truce because it was very petty. There's no reason to watch something and then get angry about something that it didn't bother you before. So, I mean, her bringing the girl on the show, she's not coming to get a peach. She's not going to be on there like Marlo, so I don't see why Portia's so mad.
One thing I will say, this reunion and even this season, I haven't always loved Portia, but she's keeping it real. You know what I'm saying? To me, I guess that's my little peeve. Like, don't be on reality. I know it's scripted. I know y'all got producers, but just sort of be authentic. And Portia does come across, maybe she is or maybe she's not, but she definitely comes across as real and straight up about what she's going through. And it's interesting because I definitely feel like she came to that girl like, "What's up? What you gonna do?" And she was pregnant at the time. So that part was kind of interesting.
Okay, so how's she keeping it real with the whole Nene situation? You're going up to somebody saying, "What's up?" versus you and the closet, like, "Oh, now you're scared. What's up with that? I want to know what's up with
that." Yeah. Well, the episode overall was okay. Obviously, it didn't really get juicy until we saw Nene's breakdown. But I do want to talk about the other side of it, because a lot of good things did happen. Like, we have to acknowledge the fact that even though there was a whole season, you know, I really loved Candy and the whole dungeon thing. But when we looked at this flashback, I didn't realize that, you know, that just recently happened. The whole season was really about the commentary about Portia's relationship. So for someone to come out okay with everything and kind of okay with everybody, it made sense to me. And I liked to see that sort of aspect. But bringing Jamie on the show would have pissed me off. I'm glad that it wasn't something that we still want to harbor over, though, you know?
Okay, so why are they mad at NeNe for bringing Kenya on the show? You know, that's the same thing. You bring people on the show.
Everybody's mad about bringing someone on the show. NeNe should bring Phaedra back and piss everybody off.
Yes, I would be here for it.
You know, the tattoos taste just fine. You know, I feel like everyone was kind of trying to, like, give Portia the moment and take accountability for the fight, but she wasn't really having it. They tried to drinking wine while she was pregnant. Reaching, everyone, reaching. I don't even want to get to that sort of, like, level. I think it's kind of ugly.
Well, Eva said it was okay, but it was unnecessary. It's like, did she know at that point and then consciously got a glass? Or you know how you're in your early weeks and you don't know.
She knew, because when we were watching it, she did know she was pregnant at the time. Yeah. She hadn't told anybody because she wanted to wait, I think, till she got like 3 months or later before she told the girls. So it was interesting because I do remember Candy and Todd specifically sort of putting it out there that Portia was drunk and doing all this other stuff. And we all knew, because we talked about it on this show as well, that she wasn't drunk for sure, because she knew she was pregnant at the time.
She said it was a mocktail.
So yeah, there's a lot of dark color drinks. Hello, Coca-Cola.
Right.
So it's fine. I don't really want to get that into it. Obviously, the baby's fine. She's fine. It wasn't really something that we want to dive into. The one thing that we do know is that Candy won't be a godparent.
Well, before we go into the next topic, I want to say thank you for making us the ESPN of TV Talk. We really appreciate you. We just want you to continue to comment, like, subscribe. Give us a 5-star rating on iTunes if you love us. I know you do. And thank you so much for tuning in each and every week, because we love it here at AfterBuzz.
We do. We do. Comment. And comment after the live feed as well, so we can see them later.
Yeah, we do have some stuff to talk about during the show. So make sure to, like, tune in. Sometimes we change our minds during the show. You know what I mean? We're breaking it down as it happens, you know. NeNe and Greg's journey was interesting. I don't want to live my life unhappy. That statement alone speaks volumes, because just based on that statement alone, we wouldn't want her to live her life unhappy no matter what was happening. But what the one thing that is clear is that she is definitely going through something. I call it hurt. Some people call it selfishness. Some people call it indifference. No matter what, you can clearly see this woman is going through something, and she's lashing out. Dr. Jeff is the therapist. What? That's crazy. Greg suggested it, obviously. NeNe said, you know, he wasn't my choice, but they are still in separate bedrooms. This is really something that we need to get into. And ignorance led him to this situation. This is what Greg said. You know, we don't use the word grouchy anymore. But, you know, NeNe still kind of lags at Greg, and I feel like there's still a spark there. When they were sitting there, even though it was really uncomfortable and it was not a good situation, Greg did make her laugh at one point. I caught that. I don't know if anyone else did. So that made me happy, because NeNe loves when Greg makes her laugh. Other than that, though, the whole time he was out there, it was super uncomfortable and bad and not good, and it was not in a good situation. Let's talk about this whole NeNe and Greg situation. Start with Dr. Jeff.
Dr. Jeff, they definitely need counseling. I'm glad that couples try to work it out by having counseling, because if you don't have that mediation, even when it's an argument between friends or coworkers or any, sometimes you need the other side to just let you know where you're coming from and to see that.
Outside mediation.
Exactly. Right. That you may need to work on certain issues. So I think that's great that they're doing that.
Sounds like you've had experience in this.
I haven't had counseling.
Oh, okay. But you've had outside mediation.
Yeah.
Okay, good. So she's a fan of it. It's been working for her.
I'm a fan of it. However, Dr. Jeff has like Atlanta on lock because he's on like Fatal Attraction. He's on so many different shows. And I think Nene, because they showed a clip of it, Nene's not a huge Dr. Jeff fan. So I feel like if you're going to have a therapist, it should be a therapist that both parties kind of respect. And I feel like she's not really feeling Dr. Jeff. But therapy is good, and they definitely need it for sure.
Yeah, and what do we think about the separate bedroom situations? I think for now it's fine. I wouldn't want to be around Nene at this point in my life. She's been very negative, and I wouldn't want to be around Greg right now. Other than taking care of him, I think having him have his own room is perfectly acceptable for him to have his own space. Sometimes you need to just close the door and get away from everybody. But that being said, Nene is taking care of him, and she said she will always be there for him. So sometimes I know we're watching and we're thinking, like, she's doing this and that. At the end of the day, though, I really do believe her when she says she's going to take care of him no matter what. You know, she's just not going to do it with, like, a smile on her face. It's going to be that unhappy Nene. Greg said Cynthia will always be like a sister. That was very interesting. And then Greg also said that he told Nene, don't come visit. And it clearly hurt Nene a lot. Let's talk about that situation.
Ooh, it's a lot. I mean, sometimes you need your space. They clearly had issues before his sickness was, you know, diagnosed. So this is just compounding everything. And to me, seeing the tape roll back, I didn't really see a grouchy Greg. Like, I mean, he said some, like, little things, but it wasn't.
We don't see everything.
Of course we don't see everything, but I'm just saying from what we saw, it didn't seem that bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, the whole Nene and Greg thing was really tough because Greg really always comes across as sincere and really almost loving toward Nene, and she still comes off as cold. And that was hard to watch because Nene, you know, because Andy asked them both, like, do you want this marriage to work? And Greg clearly said, I do. I want it.
Yeah.
And Nene was kind of like, yeah, I might say no. She was like, don't push me and all this other stuff. So she is really coming off like she's ready to file. I mean, that's
and
the vibe she's getting. She's
that
getting.
Like tone and that kind of approach, I'm going to agree with Portia. It's not cute. Like, people are sitting there pouring their hearts out and you have no response and no reaction. You're not giving anybody anything. That's fine.
Exactly.
Because that's like you, but it's getting old and people are really getting sick of it. These people these days that watched Housewives, it's different. Just like you guys have evolved and changed, so has the audience. Back in the day, we loved it when you wouldn't budge and wouldn't give in to them and you would just be Nene. I said what I said. We loved it. But I think the audience has shifted. They want a problem and a resolution. They want you to give them something. When Andy is looking at you like, what's wrong? Like, he's not supposed to break neutrality. He's supposed to remain neutral and bring out the best and the cattiness in everybody. But when someone isn't giving you anything, even he was like, what is your freaking damage? Let's move on. We are going to get back to Nene, but Tanya's here. Marlo is here. Title changes. Bravo editing. Press talk. I don't know. Marlo came and the denial started immediately because no one is a friend. Nene's confused. I don't know. Nene said she was going to have Tanya stick a peach up her private. Yeah, I can't even say it. Oh, my God.
That was
crazy. Is this?
Okay, first and foremost, seating arrangements because that's everything. Marlo is right there next to Nene.
Oh.
And Tanya and Shamari and Eva are at the ends of the couch swimming, hoping to get a peach.
Well,
thirsty Tanya.
And they were like barely.
She is so thirsty.
They were barely on the edge of the seat. Like almost,
please,
almost
please don't
off.
Push me off the couch. Please, please.
Marlo was like so comfortable.
Yes.
And Tanya was like, can you hear me and see me? Like,
I know.
Oh, she was clamoring for that peach.
Exactly.
But this is the thing, Nene's saying that Eva and her, the only reason they're there is because of her. And Eva says, no, honey, I'm here because I'm Mrs. Sterling.
Well, Eva's definitely trying to hold her own, and we'll get to her in a second. But for now, Erica does have a good point. Like, Marlo really came up in there, claimed her spot. But Shamari was quick to point out, like, girl, you've been on here for 6 seasons, and we still don't know anything about you. That's kind of true, too.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of things happened back and forth, but the one thing that Marlo was giving us was a little bit of truth. She was saying, yeah, I do say that shit. Yeah, I don't care if I don't mean it sometimes. My mama has two different kids. Damn. I'm petty low. Like, I'm petty. Yeah. So if you're going to be like, I'm petty, then okay, you're owning it. I like it. You know what I mean? But yeah, it was definitely an interesting dynamic. What's up with the Nene saying no friend thing? Like, girl, what? She is really out for blood.
She's cutting everyone off. And, you know, isolating yourself is not good because you got to film with somebody. So hopefully we come to a resolution in part three because we didn't get one this part.
Exactly. And, I mean, we can discuss it in the news, but I have heard rumors about Nene saying that she wants Phaedra. She even wants Kim Zolciak to come back because she don't have nobody to film with. So you need to, like, step down. And if this is the job that you want, you got to get it together.
I can't believe that her and Cynthia are falling out over this. It's so, like, they've gone through worse. May I remind you, Nene totally called Peter a bitch and did not back down from it for the longest time.
But Peter was.
It was Patricia. And look at where Peter Patricia. Is. Like, look at how he did. Like, he ended up in jail for check fraud. Like, come on.
Yeah. Sorry, Peter. Trash. All right. Well, you know what? Nene is the OG. They're all here. They're all coming for her. She's like, look at that whole couch. The whole couch is coming for me.
I love how she handles herself, and she can just take it. People say
she can take it, but I don't know if she handles it well.
I mean, people say, you know,
you can tell she's in her feelings.
But you can't taste it. Yeah, she's in her feelings, but she can handle it.
I know, but I feel like someone that can handle it so well is when you can't get to somebody, and you're just like, I just want to see you sweat a little bit. Like, I'm not saying Nene's sweating, but you could tell she's in her feelings. Mm-hmm. Like, she's upset, which is enough for me to be like, okay, why are you so upset? Exactly. Why are you mad? Why are you mad?
Exactly. And it's a game. You know what I mean? To some extent, it's a game. You have to learn to play. You know what I'm saying? You can't get, this is how you get eliminated. We want you to come back. And if you turn the audience, because really the audience isn't feeling her right now. Forget mm-hmm. the other cast members. The audience is not feeling her. She's coming off as mean and cold. And that can get you cut.
So what if she was just like, I had a breakdown. Like she said, I had a breakdown. And I'm just like, obviously sorry for what I said. None of that was me. None of that I really meant. I was just upset and pissed off. And I still am hurt and I'm still pissed off. And I had a bad season and it's not going to be good until next season.
This, like, is the thing.
I'm just going to write it out. But I'm a real G.
Nobody had a problem until they saw the footage. Like, even Eva, she was like, I didn't see a problem in my baby shower until after. Like,
she's lying. How could you not feel the negative vibes that Nene was putting out in that tiny ass hotel room? Girl, please. She was not keeping it real.
Yeah, even was fake on that.
Yeah,
here's
totally
the thing.
Fake on
she
that.
Got one more episode to hug it out because we got to have a reunion where it ends up, you know, you get it together.
I don't know, man.
You can stank on Instagram all you want to, but you better hug at the end of the reunion.
I don't think it's going to happen, honestly.
I don't think so either, honestly.
Well, we get into the fun part of the episode. Shamari, she was like the fun Freth. Fresh breath of air, right?
You sound like Marlo vomiting.
Vomiting.
As every alcoholic will be. Yes, she was.
Yes. From black to blacked out. I love that. That was hilarious. She was lit. And it's okay because she's just a mom letting her hair down once in a while. No. She doesn't have a drinking problem. She has a problem when she drinks. Mm-hmm. I loved it. I think even Andy came with the receipts for Marlo. You know, like the Zara gift cards, I'm dying over that $70 Zara gift card. Shamari's fashion came up, and we all kind of agreed. But the one thing I want to say, Andy had receipts for Marlo. Oh, yeah. Are her comebacks that good? She used the bad breath thing with everybody. Let's talk about Shamari and, you know, a little bit of the Shamari-Marlo thing and the gift card thing.
Oh, my goodness.
What do we think about Miss 808?
Oh, my God. I think Tanya was a little too turned up to be like, yeah, I cleaned up your puke. That was kind of crazy about the whole Zara gift card.
Well, she needs to insert herself. You know, she needs to be part
of everything.
But thirsty
Tanya.
But about cleaning up puke? That's,
it doesn't matter. I need to be part of the damn show, girl. I'm trying to get a peach.
That's not the way to go. But Shamari and this whole drunkenness, I think she does have a problem. And you have to know your limits, especially if you're tiny and petite like that. Like, that's no excuse.
Maybe the problem is she just didn't know her limits, but now she does. And then she's cool
But
now.
She's grown. How do you not I know. With twins.
Once she's grown, I think she has a problem. I think Marlo is coming from a real place. And on this,
a
I
real
do.
Shady place.
I mean, not. Nah, I mean, I think Marlo has a point. I think
Marlo's
right.
drunk too, though. We saw the footage. No, she couldn't even get into her room.
We saw Marlo drunk one time. How many times have we seen Shamari drunk? Shamari also has a DUI. So if you're Ooh. To the point where you get caught by the police, how many other times are you driving?
Marlo has several.
Yeah, Marlo's had several
shots.
Times. She just couldn't get up off the floor.
She might be cutting people, but is she just DUIs are different?
Yeah, no, it's crazy. I don't know, though. I feel like saying she has a drinking problem is going way too far. Like, I would get drunk every time I filmed with these bitches, too.
Okay, me too, but are we going to be throwing up on people?
I mean,
that happened one time.
Also, remember,
I've thrown up on people plenty of times.
But remember Kim on Beverly Hills? To me, any person who's coming out there and they're consistently drunk, it usually turns out that they have a problem.
Well, Kim Zolciak, she has a red
no.
solo
I
cup.
About, I was talking about Kim from Beverly Hills, remember?
Kim Richards. Oh, I love Kim Richards. I love Kim Richards. Don't talk about her like that.
No, but she did. I mean, she put herself in rehab twice. All I'm saying is, I think Shamari is going extra with the drinking.
Well,
sure.
Whether she's extra or not, she brought a Zara gift card because she has manners. Mm. What do we think about Marlo's comebacks? Are they really that good? Eva did win the first round. We heard the consensus from the couch. But the bad breath did come up a lot. Does everyone really have that much bad of breath? Or is Marlo just, is that her go-to where it's going to make someone? Because it would make me feel self-conscious if someone was like, shut up with your bad breath. I'd be like, oh, my God. Sorry.
She's definitely taking that as a go-to, but I feel like she has, like, dig up information on people, and then that's how she dug up the information on Eva after the whole back-and-forth thing. That's what she does, and then she comes hard at you, but when she has nothing, she goes to the breath.
I think when it comes to reads, Marlo is a little ghetto with it, and I don't feel like she... She's just not slick. You know what I'm saying? She's not Sheree. We've seen people really read on Real Housewives of Atlanta, and Marlo tries, and Marlo is very funny, but I don't think her reads are really all that great.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. She might get a peach. You never know. I don't know what you got to do with peach. Apparently, you got to stick it up your private parts to make it happen. But we move to the bye week party, which is the epicenter of the drama. Friendships will never be the same after this. Producers have stepped in. Maybe voiceovers were made. I don't know. We saw a little bit more of some extra clips tonight. Maybe like 3 extra seconds. But right. We saw Portia like looking back at her ripped. And then we hear that little like, take my mic. I didn't see her like mouth. But I do believe she said that in the moment. We're obviously going to find out about that next episode. But... for now, I love that they showed all of Marlo's instigating ass throughout the entire closet scandal. Like, they showed it play by play of her basically telling everybody to go in the closet. I'm glad Andy did that because Nene hasn't really acknowledged that other than just acknowledging that, oh, I didn't hear it until I watched the episode. Well, then what? Don't you have anything to say to her? Like, you shouldn't have been telling people to go in my closet. Now look what's happened. Like, you didn't say anything to her. Mm. So maybe she is a Labrador.
Marlo is her only friend, and she's got a table with somebody.
Well, I don't know. She's cursed out Marlo a couple times.
She has, but
at
right
the party,
now,
she cursed Marlo out.
Absolutely, yeah, but right now, fine. Marlo's the only person that's messing with her. So
friends and support, it just wasn't working with Nene. All the history, it doesn't matter. She said if they're not genuine, they're just going to get shut out. And that's when Portia goes off, and I mean off. And it was good. It made sense, you know, like everything we've gone through, you're just going to throw that away. Everything that you've ever said to me that was like half genuine, it's not real then. You're just going to say F us all. Well, then that shit is hurtful for you to just be so nonchalant about everything. And that's when, you know, the script goes in order. And that would be Nene's perfect timing to be like, you know what? I don't know. Like, I'm sorry for my part. It got ugly. I reacted the way I reacted. You know I'm a hard bitch. But I just want to get past this. Like, I did not like feeling set up. And that's going to be the end of it. Like, I'm always going to stick to my guns about that. I felt set up. But to, like, have no resolution, to say that no one is genuine, like, These people, like, you've been to these people's weddings, you've cried with these people, people have prayed for you. What do we think about this? It's deep.
Yeah, it's very deep. I feel like Portia definitely is a genuine friend. Like, her, you know, bringing her in family-wise, praying for her, like, that's very personal. And so it's like, when someone, you know, has ups and downs and you can't forgive, like, forgiveness is key. You can't have this black heart and not hear people out when they're being genuine to you. Like, it's wrong, I think.
Yeah, it was hard to see NeNe not at least backslide a little bit and give any of her position. She could have been like, oh, okay, you know, I'm hurting, or she could have said something instead of no response. I mean, that was just crazy and just a horrible look for her.
Yeah, she knows that giving them nothing cuts them deeper than any dig or shady comment that she can say. And right now she's playing hardball.
When your boss is like, really? Like, really?
Yeah.
Right. It's like she doesn't realize how crazy it's making her look. Making her look even way worse than they are looking, ganging up on her. Yeah. She looks crazy right now.
And she's telling them, no, you look crazy, actually.
Yeah.
And I'm like, are you sure about that? Like, you all look crazy. But right now, you specifically look crazy. When everybody is lowering the walls, that's when it's your turn to lower the walls or fire up. But to give nothing, it really just puts everything to a halt. Like, where do we go from there if you have no reaction to it? If you have a bad reaction to it, at least we can play off that. Like, she is not backing down. She said what she said. But to not give us anything, especially after, like, a big old read / speech / come from the heart / I'm not getting off the couch till I say this. I thought Portia was totally valid in her little speech. It worked out the best for her. Like, it. I mean, even the koi fish stopped jumping at that point. They were like, oh,
it got real.
Mm-hmm. It got real up in here. What do we think about this before we go into news and gossip? Before we wrap, what do we think about just NeNe's shutdown overall? Do you think it's helping her?
Oh, no, it's not helping at all. It's not helping the situation. And I don't understand, why doesn't she want real friends? Like,
what about to the NeNe stands that
is the thing. She sees that Portia is getting a more turnaround from the audience of just how her love story has come. And she's fighting for her spot. That's what it is, point blank, period. She doesn't want someone to be toe-to-toe to her or just on her playing field. She wants them beneath her.
I mean, what's scary is that NeNe was the top of the game of Housewives, and it feels like we're watching her demise, like, in living time. And it's scary because I do feel like she's fighting for her spot, but she's not fighting smart.
Yeah, you're not fighting the right way.
She's not fighting in a way that she's going to win. And it's like, do we need to send you a text? Sweetie, we've had seasons without you. You can get cut, even though she doesn't believe that to be true. But she could be. And at this point, I think the audience would be okay with it. And that's the part that's scary.
Yeah, like, even, you got to have some sort of closure. You know what I mean? Knocking everyone off the pedestal and adding other people like Tamar is not going to work. Tamar is just going to be like another Eva, someone that you're bringing in, agreeing with you on everything. That's not what we need. We need someone that's going to be like calling you out on your BS, and we need someone that's going to respond to that and be like, you know what? It's not BS. Or, you know what? I have been on something totally different that you'll never understand, and this is why I've been at. But you're not giving us anything. You're not giving us nothing.
Although, if you all were to add Tamar, Phaedra, and Kenya, it would be an amazing show. It would be so great. It would be so wonderful. I would love it.
Some people are straight up like, stop bringing up Phaedra. It's never going to happen. It's like Fetch on Mean Girls. Like, stop trying to make it happen. It's never going to happen. What do you guys say to people like that?
Kenya's coming back.
I say F you, because I'm always going to be Team Phaedra. I don't care what you say.
I love Kenya.
I love Phaedra.
Pickles in the jar and everything.
Yes. And once Apollo gets out, boom, we're going to have a whole new show. So that's what I say to you guys.
Jailbird.
Yes.
Come home, jailbird.
Well, after lock up in the house. Yes.
All right. Let's get into news and gossip. The fans are crazy, man.
All right, so while we were watching Real Housewives Reunion Part 2, Portia was taking PJ Pilar to our first photo shoot. So,
are we going to watch the video? Oh, we are.
So we can't see her face. So I think the plan is to finally see full-on Pilar.
Well, she looks so cute from here. They're kind of doing like the Kardashian thing where they're going to show like the baby, but we're not going to show her face until like the time is right.
Yeah, and when kind of the like, time is right? Like Cardi B.
Well, sometimes it takes babies a little time to get cute. Sometimes you don't come out cute. You think I wake up like this every morning?
But also, like Cardi B, I think sometimes, you know, if you're in that position, make your money. Get, you know.
Yeah, like I ain't premiering that baby's face without a check.
Exactly, exactly. So, all right, so here's the news. Because really, mostly, as you all are aware, Cynthia and Nene have been doing like a media tour all week, kind of explaining the demise of their friendship, which is really not news to any of us here. But what is interesting is on one of her little mini trips to the media, Nene says, which is hilarious, that she's the one who invented reunions. So she said,
what?
she said that she was like on the show, I guess the first season or whatever. She told Andy, why don't we have a reunion? Yeah, Nene, get off yourself.
Like, okay, first you're the glue to the cast and to Bravo. Now you invented reunions. She might be kind of right about that.
She might be wrong, though, because Real Housewives of Orange County was the first franchise.
And
anyway,
did they have a reunion?
And I'm pretty sure they had reunions those first years. I mean,
no, I think Nene
I'm gonna have to look back on the tapes.
Look back.
I'm gonna let you guys know next Sunday because you know I'm the historian and I need to know that
Thank you.
But I like it is sounding familiar that Nene did say like early on in the interview. It was like, I suggested the reunion thing. We need to come back and talk about everything. It sounds vaguely familiar. Yeah. I will look and validate
for
everybody.
That's a fun fact. Let's find out, you guys, because I feel like she's, you know, puffing herself up. And I love Nene, but let's find out for sure.
Well, Nene and Cynthia, they've all been walking around doing all sorts of press tours, talking all sorts of things. They're all talking and bashing everyone, bashing all the co-stars. It's just like a nonstop thing. We're seeing it on the show already. So it's just getting a little bit old, especially now that it's wrapping up. Y'all are still going hard at each other. Like, everyone needs to relax, okay? Let's make up so we could see you guys have some happiness on the show. Go on a trip together. Get drunk. Be like the Housewives of New York. Drink a lot of tequila and hit on each other and touch each other.
Yeah, people trying not to get cut because we've heard rumors that there's going to be a shakeup on Real Housewives of Atlanta. So we'll see who will make the cut.
Let's do tweets with conversation. Peace.
So our first tweet is from Kali. Let's see.
Just Kali, read whichever one comes up first.
Kali B's mommy 42. I love me some at Nene Leakes. She literally had the whole cast come at her and she didn't break. And then we have a funny tweet. Oh, that's the one I just read.
We'll do that one. Leanne Powers.
All right. So Anderson Daisy, Portia for real on the reunion. It's everything. She is so funny and tells it like it is. Love her. I love the social media comment and yelling out the window. So Portia's getting love right there. And then we have another tweet from Lila C. Wine.
Yes.
Greg and Nene relationship is all on the rocks. Child, the tension is thick.
It is.
That is the truth, Ruth.
It's so crazy. I don't know if I would be wanting to stay with Nene if I was on National Italian talking about I wanted to keep it together. And she was like, maybe. I'd be like, you know what? You need to cut that shit out.
And then I have another tweet from Aaliyah underscore 17. Nene is great at doing three things, pointing the finger at others, always deflecting, and never can take what she dishes out. How is one of the oldest cast members on the show the most immature?
People want to know. As you get older, you get more immature. Don't you know?
They do.
Especially in the Bravo world.
And this was my favorite one. I just bust out laughing when I saw Vomiting with this picture of Marlo looking faded, honey. She can't even say vomiting. It's a mess. A mess.
Yes.
Can we see the photo of Marlo?
Yes, you need to see Marlo's
scroll down a little bit.
Face.
Yeah.
There we go.
Looking faded.
Vomiting.
That is so funny.
That is hilarious.
Marlo. The look.
Well, Marlo's really trying. She was really out there. I feel like she delivered for Marlo, you know? She gave us a little hardball, but she also kind of pulled it back and acknowledged some things that she did, you know? And I think she even, like, was telling Nene at one point, like, bitch, I want an apology. Mm. And Nene's like, all right, bitch, I apologize, but you know I really mean it. You know, like, I feel like Nene could have done that with everyone else. She could have cussed everybody the F out and still being like, you know what? Y'all all really pissed me off this season. Y'all thirsty ass. Your switch hitting ass and your side switching blow wherever the wind goes. And you, hot dog queen, like, girl, I can't with y'all. Y'all all pissed me off this season. I felt really set up. But whatever. Like, you know what? I'm going to get y'all back. I don't know.
Like, have you ever gone through so much that you don't even have time for petty arguments? I feel like that's where Nene is because she's going
yes,
through so
in
much.
Life. But this is a show. This is a job. I want a paycheck. I'm coming back next season.
Nene, and we've seen your acting, girl. You need this job. But I mean that with love. I mean that with love.
Yeah, I don't know if that other show is going to really work out. So that's... Yes.
I think she needs a break. I mean, not because of, you know, anything like we don't want her on the show. She needs a break because she's going through a lot and she's breaking down. Just take a breather. Maybe let Kenya come back.
She's done this before. She stepped back before when she got really ugly. She stepped back and came back full force. So maybe that is exactly what she needs. That was the reunion special part two. We do have one more reunion special to cover with you guys. Hopefully Nene will give us something. Let's do some quick predictions. Do you think Nene is going to give us anything? Let's predict about it.
Quickly, as much as I want and hope and pray, I don't think so. And I think, so I don't think Nene is going to back down. I think to this point, she's still not speaking. She still unfollowed everybody. I think just a wrap with her and them.
She unfollowed 90% of the cast.
Exactly.
And she never followed Andy Dufresne in the first place.
So, yeah. So I don't think she's going to, you know, I don't think she's going to hug it out as much as she needs to. And my second prediction would be there's going to be a shakeup. Like, I want to say... I don't see Tanya or Shamari really, in my opinion, coming back. But I think they're going to really shake up this whole cast for next season. Because, you know, I think if they can or cannot count on Nene and people don't want to film with her, they're going to have to shake things up.
I think Shamari would come back. We've seen enough of her that we need her back.
Yeah.
I think Shamari will definitely come
back. She's optional, but she can come back. I mean, I'm not... totally sold on her, but as far as Nene, she's definitely not going to come to a resolve with anyone, I don't think. But I just know how the other girls are. They are forgiving. So if Nene comes to them later on this summer or, you know, while filming is, you know, on hiatus, I feel like they'll make up. At
that's
some point.
Very Nene style, yeah. But I don't want to see that. I want to see you lower the walls on film. Can't you just say...
She's not going to.
Give us some acknowledgement on camera. Like, say you're sorry. Like, make up with people. If you can call Portia out on TV and be like, you cannot act like this when there's cameras. You have to behave yourself. Didn't you choke somebody? Yeah, but did you see the footage? No,
exactly.
You didn't. So just, like, be real with us. Just tell them that they pissed you off and that they're all a bunch of fake-ass bitches. Mm-hmm. But you know what? When the time is ready, you're going to go to lunch and discuss it with them. But for now, you're still pissed off. Give us something. Something. Give us something to talk about. Even Bonnie Raitt says it in her song.
Yes. Who else do we have in the live chat?
Everyone's saying Tamar. I want to see Tiffany, New York Pollard.
Ooh,
everyone's going crazy. That is our show, you guys. You can follow me on all social media platforms, Instagram specifically. That is my go-to, at Hollywood Leon. Make sure to check it out. Click on the link on the bio. My new show, It's Bravo Bitch, has been going on for a couple weeks now. I think we finally have a little good rhythm going. The archives are there. Click on the episodes. They're really, really good. We're going to have some guest stars. And obviously, we have one more episode of Atlanta to do with you guys, so make sure to tune in. I'm Hollywood Leon, and I'm your host.
I'm your host, Miss Conversation. Peace. And you can follow me on Instagram at Miss, M-I-S-S, Conversation. Peace. Also, check me out on Love & Hip Hop. We on ATL now. If you guys love Real Housewives of Atlanta, I'm sure you love Love & Hip Hop Atlanta, so check me out there.
What's up, party people? I'm Erica Edwards. You can follow me on all of my social media at Erica, E-R-I-K-A, D as in door, Edwards. And check me out on some other After Buzz shows. I'm on a few shows. So
Barry. We're on there together.
I'm on Barry. I'm on The Shy.
Oh, my God. Show me your earrings.
Killing Eve. Oh, yeah.
Oh,
they do
Erica
say
has
Erica.
Her name.
I love their earrings.
Brought to you by Melody Asante. Have a great week, you guys.
Shout out to
Ciao for now.
Send me some jewelry. Bye, After Buzzers.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.